In Wisconsin, chronic wasting disease has only shown up so far in the southern part of the state. The DNR says these days it's mainly trying to limit the spread of the disease and not trying to eradicate it. The department's latest control plan would cover 15 years, and CWD coordinator David Lopez says the proposal would educate people on where the state would focus on removing deer.
It would mean that any sharpshooting activities in the future would probably be focused on the periphery of the disease. And that recent research has really indicated that focusing on them where the disease isn't, or on the very fringe of where disease is, this is probably the most effective means of controlling the distribution of the disease.
Lopez says the DNR has recently changed the plan to allow whole deer carcasses and certain parts to be transported out of the chronic wasting disease management zone if the deer are taken to a licensed meat processor or taxidermist within 72 hours of registration. But at least one hunter's group wants a bigger change to the overall proposal. Greg Kazmierski of the Safari Club Chapters of Wisconsin says there are recent reports of a potential deer vaccine against CWD.
So to rush through a 15-year plan that's pretty much more of the same and is proven ineffective with this right on the horizon is kind of disappointing at this time.
At today's DNR board meeting, Kazmierski says he'll tell the panel that his group plans to bring people knowledgeable about the vaccine to Wisconsin next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.